Hello and welcome to the programme. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. We hope you enjoyed your bank holiday weekend. We're going to entertain you for the next hour or so right here on RT Radio 1 in the company of the Mooney Goes Wild team in studio again, Niall Hatch and Eric Dempsey. And if you were listening to RT Radio 1 today, you would have heard one of our Nature on 1 documentaries produced by the Mooney Goes Wild on 1 team. Eric presented this programme this afternoon. It was all about the white prominent moth. If you didn't hear it, we're going to play you a clip in just a moment. But first, Eric, a synopsis from you.
This was the extraordinary tale of the white prominent, a species of moth which had been recorded on several occasions in the 1850s and then a handful of occasions up until 1935 to 38. So only a handful. And it was quite controversial because some people weren't sure if the specimens that were seen in Kerry, if they were real or not. Were they brought from Europe and pretending? So there was a bit of a dark side to it. And then the species became extinct. Never seen in Ireland until 2008 when a team went out looking in South Kerry to see if the white prominent existed or not.
So it was missing for 70 years.
70 years it was considered as an extinct species. And even then there was a lot of controversy as to whether those records from the previous years were genuine or not.
And could you describe it for us, please?
It is a beautiful moth. It's a white fluffy moth. It has extraordinary beautiful orange and black markings on the wings. So you have this white little moth with the wings folded over, almost like a little tent, fluffy head, and these beautiful orange and black markings on the wings. Now, people think of moths as quite brown and boring. This is a
colourful one.
It's a beauty.
Niall is itching to get in there. Niall.
One of the things I find, Eric, is that there's a bewildering variety of moths in Ireland. We have so many species. It's incredible.
When you think 35 species of butterfly you see on an average year, and that's the amount. There's 1,500 species of moths recorded in Ireland.
You couldn't even count them in one day.
No, and it's funny when you start off mothing. God, you don't know where to start. And you start looking up these things. You go, I don't even know where to begin.
Oh, you got a book.
I got a book, and then I've got more books, and now I've got an atlas. And
it was from your first book you discovered that this moth was extinct.
Extinct, yeah.
So from that moment you were determined to see if you could find it for yourself. What the documentary was all about.
I wanted to know more about it, and I wanted to see what happened to it. Why was it extinct? And
we have the clip of the moment you actually found it. But can you set it up for us? You went out with somebody.
Basically, I travelled down to an area called Glen Carr in County Kerry, and I met up with a local moth expert. Now, Glen Carr is the area that was discovered in 2008 as being the area where the white prominent still existed. So I travelled down in early June and I met up with local expert Lorcan MacDonald, and he took me down this winding track into an ancient birch woodland. And that's when
because
I had my
experience. Because they like birch trees.
They do.
And it's a little bit noisy because you had set traps, but you had to have a generator there to power the lights to bring the moths into the traps.
When I'm prepping in the garden, I use a plug-in one so there's no sound. But if you're doing it remotely, you need a generator to keep the light because it's a powerful light. You need the light going all night.
Okay, have a listen.
Generator on, traps set. It was now a waiting game. And much to our surprise, it wasn't long before we struck gold. Right, it's nearly 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So let's just have a quick look to see if anything has arrived.
Okay.
There's a few bits and pieces there, isn't there?
There's a common wave.
Yeah.
Common white wave.
A
pug. I'm not great with pugs. I tend to
They're very difficult, aren't they?
Yeah. Mapwing swift over here.
Oh, they're beautiful, yes. Yeah,
buffer mine.
Yeah. Okay, wow.
There's a white prominent there.
White prominent? Where were you?
Just here. See him there on the...
Oh, wow. Yes.
There's the second one.
We have two. Oh, look at the orange on the wing. Oh, wow. I didn't expect we were going to get them really that quickly.
And if you can see through the bulb.
Yeah.
There's another one on
there's
the rim.
There's a third one on the rim.
Yeah.
We actually have three white prominents.
Yeah.
That is just phenomenal. Oh, wow. Well, I'm sort of looking forward to the morning when we have several traps out. We have, five traps out this evening in various locations.
Wouldn't it be cool if there was one in each?
One in each one. And it'd be lovely to see it out in daylight. But
Oh, wow.
Oh, wonderful stuff. What a terrific experience, Eric.
Do you know something? It was just, it was amazing. And I've been reliving it, I mean, you know, as I said, I'm very new into moths. It's just, and like for me to be actually traveling and seeing something which I thought was extinct as a species in Ireland.
I'm sure many times as a twitcher, you went on the road to see a rare species and by the time you got there, it was gone. It happened to us, me and you, one time when we went to Druid's Glen Golf Club.
That's right, waxwings. Waxwings. It was waxwings. Yeah,
they even reported it in the newspaper.
You know, going to see a rare vagrant is brilliant when it comes to birds. And, you know, it's something that, that we all get a buzz of. But going to see something that was considered extinct up to 2008, and suddenly, like, I'm new to moths and I'm there and I'm looking at this thing and you go,
well, they don't make everybody sick. People shouting at the radio, why him? Why him?
It was a really evocative clip there, you know. I hope people will listen back to the whole documentary. It's just fantastic. One of the things that I find interesting, you know, that people in your life are getting into moth trapping when they start asking you, will you keep the egg cartons for me? You got any egg cartons? You can explain why, Eric.
Anyway, visit the website rte.ie/Mooney and you can listen back to it if you missed it.